Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yabezim Abez, 9 lines in the bottom, the last word on the line, Ushbezichne. So says the Gemara, Ushbezichne the Rabbi Bar Rav Chanun, Havle Suraisa de Chardlo. His host, he had these bundles of mustard stalks, and Amarle, he said to Rabbi Bar Chanun, Bar Rav Chanun, Mahu lefruche umeichu minayu biyamtev. Can I rub them against each other to have the seeds fall out? It's dosh klachar yad, it's dosh with the shinoi. Can I do that to eat from it on Yom Tif? Lo yahava biyadei, he didn't know the halacha. So asa l'kai made the rabba, so he came to rabba. And amar lei, and rabba said to him, that mailin malilois umafarachin kitnias biyom tif. That yeah, it's mutter, it's dosh with the shinoi, you're allowed to do that with these stalks, also with kitnias, it's all mutter. Esve abaye, ask the baye. The Brisa says, "Hamaylo milulos me'erev Shabbos." The person who he did this erev Shabbos, he got the seeds out of the stalks. Now that it's still mixed together with some psilas, so lemachar the next day, meaning on Shabbos, so minapeach miyad liyad, he could throw it from toss it from one hand to the next, and by doing that, get rid of the psilas. Va'ichon, he could eat whatever is left in his hand. Avaloi bekanan v'lo betamchoi, he can't use any sort of kli, not a funnel, not a tamchoi, not a large plate that he tilts it from side to side to get rid of the psilas. He can't use such a kli on Shabbos to do the bayer. Hamaylu melilis me'erev yamtif, one who gets the seeds out of the stalks erev yamtif, l'machar on yamtif, so it's a little bit more kal, minafeach al yad al yad v'oichel afilu bekanan v'afilu betamchoi. So he could get rid of the psilas a little bit at a time and eat, even using a kanun and a tamchoy. On yontif, he's allowed to use these kelim. Avaloi betavla, he's not allowed to use this extra large plate, that it looks like he's doing it letzerichol. Avaloi benaf, avaloi bekvara, he's also not allowed to use these two different types of sieves, that's not with the, he has to use a shinoi, so he has to use a kanun or a tamchoy. But the point is that the Braisa discusses a person whose Mailu Malilo is Me'erev Yamtif. So it's Mashma Me'erev Yamtif in Biyamtif Lai. It's Mashma is only allowed to be Mailu Malilo is on Erev Yamtif, not on Yamtif. It's a Kasha on Rabbo. Says the Gemara, no, Afilu Tema Biyamtif. Va'adi the Tanaresha Me'erev Shabbos Tani Seifa Nami Me'erev Yamtif. Really, even on Yamtif it's Mutter. Being that the Braisa and the Resha spoke about a case of Erev Shabbos, so he spoke about Erev Yamtif, even though technically this would have been Mutter to do on Yamtif as well. Ask the Gemara if this is Mutter on Yamtif. If so, when you're Mailu the Malilo, that's going to be like the Gemara Malacha, Obi Chayiv and Trumas and Meisers. And if so, we found a case where you could take off Truma on Shabbos, Utanan, and our Mishnah says, that there's no case of being Chayiv and Truma on Yom Tif. So says the Gemara, like Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Ha Rebbe, it's only according to Rebbe that being Mailu Malilo is Machayevin and Trumas and Meisters. And Ha Rabbi Yossi Rebbe Yehuda, whereas our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi Rebbe Yehuda, who holds that to be Mailu Malilo is not Machayev the grains and Trumas and Meisters. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Hichnish Yibalun Lasis Manisa, a person he brings stalks into his house in order to make some dough. So Eichaman Arai, he could snack on it, Upatr, and he's going to be Patr from Trumas and Meisers because he didn't yet do the Gemar Malacha. He didn't yet thresh it and put it into a pile. L'maylon b'malilais, however, if a person brought in stalks, but his whole intention is just to eat it from the stalk. He's gonna rub them together, take out the seed, and snack on them. So Rebbe Mechayev, so Rebbe says, being that that's all he's planning on doing, so that's like Gemar Malacha, and he's Chayev, and Trumas, and Meisers. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Pater, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, he says that no, it's Pater, because that's not any sort of Gemar Malacha. Mamela, it's going to be Pater from Trumas, and Meisers. He could be the Tana of our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, well, our Mishnah is still Shver, even according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Nami, Mishkachasla, we do have a case where you could be Chayiv and Truma on Yom Tov, Kagain Shehichne Shibal and Lasis Menisa. If you bring the stalks into the house originally, in order to use it to make dough, V'nimlach Aleihen L'mailon B'Yom Tov, and then you change your mind, you're gonna be Mailu them, you're gonna snack on them. The Tivla B'Yayme, the Lacha is, for whatever reason, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds in such a case, it does become Tevel. So we do have a case where it's something schayiv and shumas and meisrus. It becomes tevo, means it becomes schayiv and shumas and meisrus on yamtif. So elamai truma raiv truma. Rather, to answer up our Mishnah, when the Mishnah says you don't have truma that you're chayiv in on yamtif, it just means generally speaking. Because generally speaking, gemar malacha happens after you thresh the food, the grains. And then you put it into a pile. That's, you can't do on yamtif. Mamela, generally speaking, you're not gonna have truma that you become chayiv in on yamtif. In a chanami, by this case of Mailan Bimlilois, maybe you'll find a case, but that's not typically the case. Amar Abaye says that machlaikas, the whole machlaikas Rebbe in Rabbi Yasi Rebbe Yehuda regarding whether being Mailan Bimlilois is chayiv in trumas and meisers is dafka b'shibalan, is dafka by grain. Aval b'kidnias, when it comes to kidnias, divrei akol is suraisa tevla. Then everybody agrees that even just having it in a bundle, that makes it into tevel, because that's a relatively normal use of the kidneys. By shibolin, then Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds, since everybody, most people at least, they thresh it all up and they bundle it, they do meruach, but mela, when you bring it into the house in its bundle form, in its stalk state, so that's not considered gemar malacha. But by kidneys, he'd be maida to Rabbi. Says the Gemara Lema Mesayele, the following Brisa is a Raya Tabaye. The Brisa says that Misha Hayolai Chavile Tilson Shal Tevel, a person who has bundles of fenugreek, that's Tevel. So now fenugreek is a type of kineas, and it's Mefersh in the Brisa, that even in its bundled state, it could be Tevel, it could be Chayv and Trumas and Meisters. So what do you do with it now? Hareza Kaitish, so before you give the Truma Gedaila to the Kayin, so you have to crush it up, don't give it in its stalk state to the kain, that's not very nice. You crush it up. Mechashev kam ezera yeshbem. You try to calculate. You estimate a rough estimate of how much you have. Anyways, truma gedela, there's no shir midaraisa. And then umafresh ala zera veinu umafresh ala eitz. And then you take off truma from the seeds. You don't have to take off from the eitz from the psilas. So now my lav Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehudahi the amar hasamay tevla and hacha tevla. The Tan of this Braisa is Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, who even though by Shibalan said that in its bundled state it's not Chayv and Trumas and Meisers, here by Kidnias agrees that it is Chayv, so that's a Raya to Abaye. Says the Gemara Loi Rabbi. We could be Madcha and say that the Tan of the Braisa is Rabbi. Ask the Gemara, Rabbihi, so then my area Tulsan. Afilu Shibalanami. It doesn't make sense to say that the Tan is Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, there's a much bigger Kiddush. That even by Shibalan, which most people do pile together, even there Rebbe says that if you bring it in its stalk state, it could be Chayiv and Trumas and Meisters. So why would Rebbe speak about Fenugreek? He could speak about Shibalan. Says the Gemara, Elamai Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda. That doesn't make things any better. Lashmin and Sharmin and Kidneys for Kol Shekain Tilson. So he still should have spoke about other types of Kidneys. Tilson is the least likely type of kidneys, is the type of kidneys which is least likely to be made into a pile. People just take little bits at a time. So even if it's Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, why speak about kidneys? Speak about a different type. Why speak about fenugreek? Speak about a different type of kidneys. Ella, what you're going to have to say, that Tilson it's Srichalei, that there's a special chiddush in fenugreek for a different reason in this brisa. Because Salkodai Dechamino, Ha'ilu Tam Eitzu Piri Yoshave, Lifrei Shnamiyai Eitzai. I would have thought to say, since the psalas taste like the Eichel, so you have to include that in the cheshbon for trumas and meisers, kamashmul, and that you don't. That's why the Brisa spoke about fenugreek. But Mela, the Tana of the Brisa could even be Rebbe. We asked if it's Rebbe, speak about Shibolin. The Brisa had its specific agenda for why it spoke about fenugreek. But it could be the Tana of the Brisa is really Rebbe, and there's no raya from this Brisa that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda agrees that kidneys is different than Shibolin. Yigud Amri, some have a different version of what Abaye said, that Amr Abaye, the exact opposite. The Machlaikas by Shibalin. That the Machlaikas is by Shibalin, Aval, Bikinias, Divri Akol, is Suraisa Loi Tavla. That everybody agrees, even Rebbe agrees, that by Fenbet, that by Kineas, having it in a bundle, that does not make it into Tevel, because everybody piles it up. So putting it into, bringing it into your house in a bundle, that's not gonna make it Tevel, that's not gonna make it Chayiv and Trumas and Meisers. Meisve asked the Gemara, this brisa that we just quoted, Misha yilu chavilu tilsin shel tevel. So the lacha is hareza kaidesh umachashiv kamezer yeshben umafresh al zera vino mafresh al eitz. Now, so it says in this brisa that you have kitnius, you have fenugreek, which is the type of kitnius, and it's bundled and it's chayiv and trumas and meisus. So it's a kashan abaye my lav tevel tavel shel truma. Aren't we talking about that it's chayiv and truma? And so it's a kashan abaye. Says the Gemara, loy no, it's tevel tavel shel trumas meisus. He's talking about a very specific type of case. That it's chayv and trumas meiser. What do we mean? It's like that chiddush of Rabbi Avayu in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The Amar Rabbi Avayu, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, meiser rishayin shehekdimai b'shibalin. If you have a Levi who, in its stock state, he already takes his Meiser Rishon. So it was before Gemar Malacha, Mestama, before the Kain ever got his Truma Gedaila. He took his Meiser Rishon early. Shmai Taivlei L'Trumas Meiser. He's chayav to take off Trumas Meiser, even though it's not yet Gemar Malacha. Its name, that now it's called Meiser Rishon, that itself makes it chayav now in Trumas Meiser. So the Bryce is not talking to the Yisrael giving Truma Gedaila. It's talking to the Levi, who took his Meiser early, that when he gives his Trumas Meiser, so he has to crush it, and he estimates how much he has, and he gives it to the Kohen. It's talking about Trumas Meiser. So really, it's not Gemar Malacha. Really, there's no such thing as kitnius that's chayv and trumas and meisers in its bundled state. Here's a specific type of case that the Levi took it early. The fact that he took it early, and then now it has a shei meiserishon, that's what makes it chayv and trumas and meisers. Says the Gemara, well then kaitish, why does the Levi have to crush it up before he gives it as Trumas Meiser to the Kayin? Lamali, why does he have to crush it? Let him tell the Kayin, the same way it was given to me, I'm going to give it to you. Why does he have to crush it up and make it all nice and special for the Kayin? So says the Gemara, Amar Rava Kenasa. It's a Kenas for the Levi because he took it early. So we can ask him that when he gives it to the Kayin, he has to give it even better than the way he received it. Says the Gemara, Tanin Ami Hachi, that we have a Braisa, which says like this as well, that Ben Levi, Shenasnu Lai Shibalin B'mas Reisav, if he was given stalks for his Meiser, meaning he took his Meiser early, so Aisa Sen Gairin, he has to crush it and make it into seeds when he gives it to the Kayin. And similarly, Anavim Aisa Aisan Yayin, if he got grapes, he has to make it into wine. Zaysim Aisa Aisan Shemen, he has to make the olives into oil before he gives it to the Kayin. And then Umafer Shalayin Trumas Meiser V'naisnan L'Kayin. Then he separates Trumas Meiser and gives it to the Kayin. Shekashem Shetruma Gedayla Eina Nitelas. Ela Min HaGayren U'Min HaYakev. Just like Truma Gedayla, the Yisrael, he has to make it nice for the Kayin. He has to crush the grains and make the grapes and the oil and the olives into wine and oil. Kach Trumas Meiser Eina Nitelas Ela Min HaGayren U'Min HaYakev. So the Levi has to do the same for the Kayin. Ask the Gemara still, if the Braisa is talking about Trumas Meiser and not Truma Gedayla, so Mechashiv, how could he just estimate how much Zera, how many seeds there are? If we're talking about Trumas Meiser, so Midaraisa, there's no shear. That was understandable. Now that we're talking about Trumas Meiser, which is 10% of the Raisa Rishon, the Levi has to give 10% of that to the Kayin, so how could he just estimate it? Hamadidabai, he has to measure it, he has to give exactly 10%. Says the Gemara, no. Hamani Abba Lazar ben Gimeli. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, Abba Lazar ben Gimel Aimer, that Venechshav Lachem Trumaschem, he dashes in this Pasuk, that Peshtei Trumas Akasa Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about two different types of Trumas, Achas Truma Gedela, Vachas Trumas Meiser. And he darshens on this pasuk that Keshem Shetruma Gedayla Nitalas Ba'aymed V'machshava Kach Trumas Meiser Nitalas Ba'aymed V'machshava. You don't have to have an exact amount. Even though the Torah says it's 10%, the Levi has to give 10% for Trumas Meiser to the Kayin, we learn out that it's similar to Truma Gedayla and that you could just estimate it. It's a rough 10%. It doesn't have to be very exact. Just a few more lines. Gufa, we mentioned that Amr B'Avayu, Amr B'Shimon Ben Lakish, that Meiser Rishon Shekdimoi B'Shibalin Shemai Taivle L'Trumas Meiser, that if the Levi took his Meiser Rishon early, he took it and it's still in its stock state, That itself, the fact that now that the Levi took it, now it's chayiv and trumas meiser. Says the Gemara, my taima, why? So Amar Rava, Rava explains, which l'chayir is pashut, that hayil v'yatza olav shei meiser. Because now that the Levi took it, now it has a shei meiser, mameila meiser is chayiv and trumas meiser. Even though it's technically never had Gemar Malacha, the fact that now it has a Shei Meiser, now that's what makes it that now the Levi has to give Trumas Meiser to the Kayin.